articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. America without God. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Land O'Lakes, Grace Family Church will start a four-week teaching on prayer, which includes a table discussion afterward till 8:30. If there was ever a time that our nation, our family and children need God, it is now. But it won't happen until our prayers reach the throne room on a corporate basis. Please read some of the latest stats that I hope will motivate you to come. Did you know just 68% of young Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 believe in God? Between the years of 1953 and 67, 90% of all U.S. adults believed in God. By 2011, only 92% had religious faith. Today, there are only 81% of Americans who believe in God, the lowest percentage conducted by Gallup since 1944. Even after a pandemic, the latest poll shows the number of adults who believe in God is down 6% from the 2017 survey. When asked if God hears prayers and intervenes, 56% of conservatives said God can help those who pray, versus only 25% of liberals who had faith. House of Worship membership has been over 71% from 1937 until the mid-80s. A Gallup poll between 2018 and 2020 found that only 47% of Americans belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque. This is the lowest ever recorded since 1937. It was not a majority for the first time. A 2021 poll by Arizona Christian University discovered that more millennials believe in guidance from horoscopes, 35%, than those who believe that the universal purpose of all people is to know, love, and serve God with all their heart, mind, strength, and soul, 19%. More millennials believe in astrology than the idea that the universe was designed and created and is sustained by God, 30%, and that God is the all-knowing, all-powerful, just creator of the universe, only 31%. Gen X and the millennials have solidified dramatic changes in the nation's central beliefs and lifestyles, says George Barna. From a nationwide perspective, the Christian church has done shockingly little to push back. The result is a culture in which core institutions, including churches, and basic ways of life are continually being radically redefined. He added, millennials are leading the way towards the new worldview emphasis in America. The research reveals that their rhetoric is often inconsistent with their behavior because people do what they believe. If behavior does not coincide with their stated beliefs, we know that people do not truly hold those beliefs. More importantly, the millennial generation in particular seems committed to living without God, without the Bible, and without Christian churches as foundations in either their personal life or within America society. He continues by saying the nuns, atheists, agnostics, and those claiming no religion have grown rapidly and today represent 25% of the population. American faith, it turns out, is as fervent as ever. It's just that what was once a religious belief has now been channeled into political beliefs. Political debates over what America is supposed to mean has taken on the character of theological disputations. This is what religion without religion looks like. What does God say? Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets before you. Matthew 5. America is in the face of conservatives and Judeo-Christian values. It wasn't so different than the First Testament church, which met at home secretly in fear of the Colosseum. We have been spoiled in many ways for decades in being free to worship and free to speak about our faith, but it is changing. I encourage you to pray, fast, and pray again. Those freedoms are eroding, as is the faith of our nation. But we must not stop spreading the good news. Pray that He will turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and strike the land. The sad part is that's not happening. And maybe His hand has been taken away from this nation. I hope to see you tomorrow night. I pray you have a Jesus-filled week.